In Northwest Arkansas, local residents can often sample tasty treats for a good cause. One example is Savor the Flavor, a fundraising event for Washington Regional's volunteer-based organization, Faith in Action. The event, which took place Tuesday night, allowed participants to sample a variety of foods from Dixon Street restaurants. Your next chance to taste delicious delicacies for a good cause will be September 12th at Chefs in the Garden. The annual Botanical Garden of the Ozarks fundraiser will feature food prepared by local chefs.
If you feel the need for exercise after indulging in the offerings, you're in luck. There are plenty of active fundraisers scheduled throughout September as well. These events include walks for ALS and Alzheimer's disease, as well as the annual Run for Every Chris, the Charity Challenge of Champions. An event now in its 22nd year supports the Arkansas Crisis Center and Crisis Center Foundation. The multi-day event includes tennis and golf as well as social events. Next weekend, a LifeSource International event will give participants the chance to show their support by hiking or riding a bike. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
LifeSource International is a Fayetteville-based nonprofit organization whose mission is to give a hand up, not just a hand out. According to its website, LifeSource uses a holistic approach to help people in need through a variety of programs and services, such as a clothing pantry, food storehouse, counseling services, and medical care assistance. September 14th, the organization will host its annual Hike or Bike Against Hunger fundraising event. Participants will meet at Panera Bread in Fayetteville and use the Mud Creek and Skull Creek trails. With the expansion of the trail system throughout Northwest Arkansas, it's becoming more and more common to see people riding their bikes. If I want to become one of those bicycling residents, how do I know what kind of bike I need? A good place to start looking for assistance is a local bike shop.
Yes. Hi, what's your name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, hi, I'm Ben. Give me just a minute, I'll be right with you. But y'all are looking at the right stuff. She's definitely a medium, Bruce. Yeah.
Okay.
Ben Upchurch is the owner of the bike route in Fayetteville. The shop is located near Panera Bread and is one of the sponsors of LifeSource's upcoming fundraiser. Ben's shop has been open for more than 3 years, and he says the first thing he asks customers is what they're going to do on their bike. Based on that, Ben will direct them to one of three types of bicycles.
The road bike is your old school 10-speed you may have heard of as a kid. It's the curved, dropped three-position handlebars with, you know, these days 20 to 22 gears. That's for longer distance, higher mileage, lightweight performance. A mountain bike is meant to tackle trails on the mountain, dirt, rocks, roots. A hybrid is our bread and butter as far as quantity of bikes we sell. And a hybrid has the gearing of a mountain bike, so it's really easy to get up hills, but you still have the ability to go fast on a flat road. But it has the lightweight attributes like a road bike. Thinner tires, it doesn't have suspension on it normally, so it's a lighter bike. So it's a hybrid of the mountain and the road bike. So most of our bikes throughout the year, we're going to sell a hybrid bike. That's kind of our bread and butter, like any bike store's bread and butter. But, you know, most people don't want to do the Tour de France, and most people don't want to go downhill on a mountain bike. So the hybrid is kind of definitely our number one seller.
Once you've found the proper type of bike to suit your needs, you need to find a bike that's the right fit. Ben explains that bicycles come in different sizes to accommodate people of different heights.
The worst thing a person can do is spend a lot of money on a bike that doesn't fit them. We take a lot of time and make sure that you, the customer, you could buy this green bronze in here, but it comes in five different sizes, and we want to make sure you're on the right size. Once we determine your size, no matter what kind of bike it is, a hybrid or road or mountain, we're going to get you on our fitting area, get you on the bike on a stationary trainer, and measure your knee angle when it's at the bottom of the pedal stroke. That determines your saddle height very accurately, so we've got a way to measure that. And then we're going to determine the stretch, the distance from the handlebars to the saddle, to make sure you're not stretched out too far or you don't have the handlebars too close to you. So as important as it is to be on the right size bike, it's even more important to be fitted correctly on the right size bike. So for instance, a road bike for us, once the purchase is done, we want you to spend about 30 minutes with us after the purchase to get the bike on the trainer and to get you dialed in completely. That way, when you leave the door, you've got everything you need to do. You're fitted on the bike, you're outfitted correctly, everything's set up for you from day one.
Once you have a bike and begin riding it, it's important to conduct routine maintenance to keep the bicycle in good shape.
We talk to everybody like they're buying a car. It's a machine with moving parts, so maintain it. If you don't maintain it, it's going to fall apart on you. So we offer, not to go into the sales spiel, but we offer free adjustments to shifting and brakes, the most commonly worn out or commonly misaligned parts on the bike. We also promote getting a full tune-up done at least once a year, depending on how much you ride. The average person once a year. Me, I do a complete tune-up on my bike probably once every 6 months. But you want to go over all the moving parts, make sure they're working as best they can, depending on the condition. You may have to replace things here and there. But a tune-up gets everything clean and working properly and would reveal things that need to be replaced. But for you buy a new bike, you want to lube the chain every 2 weeks probably, depending on, you know, if you're riding in nice weather, every 2 weeks. Keep the tires inflated because that's going to make it a better ride for you. And if it gets dirty, like your car, clean it off. And if you've got to use a bucket of water and Dawn soap, that's perfect. Rinse it off after you're done. We're not a big proponent of taking it to the car wash because you could blow out the grease and the bearings and stuff like that. But we like to be proactive on maintenance. And if any of our customers have questions, we bring it in. Let's look at it. Let's see what you need to get done.
Ben's knowledge of bicycles comes from decades as a cyclist. Ben says he started racing bikes 23 years ago and even spent some time as a cycling instructor. He says he loves the sport, which he finds addicting, and he continues to race today. Ben belongs to the Dixon Street Cycling Club, which is sponsored by Snapple.
Racing bikes are kind of like bowling. There's a huge pro circuit not a lot of people know about. But actually, Northwest Arkansas and Oklahoma and Southern Missouri and Kansas have a huge racing scene, like Texas. You don't get to see it every day in the newspaper or anything like that, but within a four-hour drive of Fayetteville, you can easily, I used to do 30 races a year within a four-hour drive of Fayetteville. So Little Rock, Tulsa, Kansas City, all those areas. And if you can do even more, you're driving to Dallas, which is, you know, a little bit longer. But huge opportunity to race. And that's been my driving factor, but most people don't race. But I will say this about Northwest Arkansas, if you're not a racer, it has the best system of county roads that are paved with little traffic. I've lived in Fort Smith, Little Rock, Southern Mississippi. This is the best cycling environment ever. We haven't even talked about mountain bikes. I'm mainly talking about road bikes. Great mountain biking also, but I think with all that and this move away from being in the gym to being outside and being active and doing triathlons and running, you know, the cycling element of that has taken off hugely.
The Hike or Bike Against Hunger event to benefit LifeSource International is scheduled for 8 to 10:30 a.m. September 14th at Panera Bread in Fayetteville. Breakfast will be provided by Panera, and the bike route is donating a bike to be raffled off at the event. For registration or more information, you can visit LifeSourceInternational.org. If you'd like more information on the bike route, visit facebook.com/thebikeroute. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.